AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Pod podcast, whatever that means.
AJ, Bridge and Spider, it's the podcast.
Yeah, it certainly is. And I went to Singapore for the grand finals and lowered my colours for the very first time over 6 years. I'm very, very disappointed. And also we heard from a lovely mum who organised a birthday party for her daughter. Nobody, unfortunately, turned up. But the surprise packet of social media and Facebook has made this bigger than she'd ever dreamed of.
It's a great news story. Hashing off with some guy. Is it illegal to film her? We caught up with our resident lawyer, Bill Potts, also Spider. What did we make him do? Gee, he was testy all morning.
Bit of retribution
for leaving the show early, AJ.
Yes, he got hugged. He gave away free hug. It's very lovely of you, Peter.
In every grand final day over the last 6 years, I've headed to Singapore. Pride myself on a couple of good days over there. You watch the AFL grand final on the Saturday, the NRL on the Sunday, but also Singapore as a place to go to is interesting and fun. You have a lot of fun there. And grand final day, you kick off, and I was there lucky enough this year to take a couple of other people with us. So there's eight of us that travelled in the end and ended up having a good few days. But, you know, there's one thing I pride myself on, and that's being a bit of a stayer come grand final day.
AJ, I've never seen anything like it. I tried to keep up with him. 1 year, we took 30 listeners over, and those Tiger Towers, which are towers full of alcohol. I tried.
We do it responsibly.
I tried and failed miserably. Yeah. Miserably. Well, and there's places I ended up I never ever thought I would ever end up.
Well, you wouldn't believe this. We ended up there again.
Of course, it's got a few levels to it. Four, I think.
Four levels.
Okay.
So grand final day, it kicks off at 10 a.m. over there because of the time difference. So the bar opens very early, and I was emceeing, so you have a few beers, God. And then they have this stuff called, like, they have a champagne that goes through like a nitrogen machine, and they come out like a meringue. So you have these champagne meringues.
So all you need for more aeration and more drunkenness is more aeration and a champagne. Excellent.
Yeah. And then after the function, you go to a place called Clark Quay with a few bars down there and have the after party. From there, we went to a beautiful bar called Level 33, and it overlooks the magnificent Singapore, thousands of high rises and the Malaccan Strait and a couple of others. And then, of course, we headed to this beautiful place with four floors.
It helps you out. There's escalators per level, and it really does your head the more levels you go up, yes.
The higher you get, the better it is, they say.
Yes, but the more you don't know what's going on.
No. And it's known as the Orchard Towers.
Don't.
So last time we were there, even one of our listeners got booed off stage.
Yes, I was with him, and we decided there was a particular poll, I don't know why, and we got up, and as we're up there, the DJ stopped the music and get off. Nobody needs to see that. That's what I got. So that was my career over.
I had gone pretty much toe-to-toe with the friends. True. You know, we'd gone one for one and seen how we were going. Got to about 11 o'clock on the Saturday night.
Well done.
And, you know, there was a couple of guys and a couple of ladies with us. Mid-40s. A couple of ladies, late 40s, nearly 50. One of the ladies in her 60s. Got to 11 o'clock that night. And the lady in her 60s said, I'm going to tuck you in a cab.
No.
She walked me out of the the Orchard Towers.
On the fourth floor.
Wow. Walked me down to the cab rank and said, you are no longer required. You've got to go home. This is a 60-year-old female. She was nearly passed out at three-quarter time. I thought she was no way going to make it to the after party. And still at 11 o'clock, she sent us a photo at 12:30 on the podium, still going. I'm embarrassed. I can't go back to Singapore.
Look, when you organise a birthday party for your child and you pay for it, you do expect people to turn up. And a very heartbreaking story with a beautiful ending happened to this mother who arranged a party for her daughter at McDonald's no one turned up.
All here on the Gold Coast. And Sarah joins us now. And Sarah, can you please just tell us about, you know, where it all started, this party at Macca's, and then what happened?
Okay, well, Saturday was my little girl's birthday party. And not to make her stand out or be different from anybody else, but she has autism, so she doesn't make friends very easily. We had organised her a birthday party at McDonald's, and we had RSVPs, everything was good to go, and next to nobody turned up. She was shattered.
Oh, honey.
And it's hard because she's at that age. She had a good time. Her big sister saved the day. She'd made her a 5 nights at Freddie's birthday cake, and that was the highlight for her.
Oh, brilliant.
But she's at that age now where she's aware that she's different and she's not fitting in as well as she'd like to. She made the best of the day, but it was quite heartbreaking. And the guys at McDonald's are staring at me like, well, where's everybody else? And I just said, look, you know what? I'm going to just put a call out on Facebook and see if 5 kids want a happy meal and if they want to come to a party and see what happens. And the response was just unbelievable. People were coming, but by the time they got there, we had left. Mm-hmm. And so I ended up just grabbing some random kids and saying, yeah, come and have a happy meal. And the guys at McDonald's were just fantastic. I can't thank them enough. And the response on Facebook has just been incredible. People were offering to take her to mini golf, to the movies, you name it. And two lovely ladies, Claire and Paula, have just said, look, you know what, let's have another party for her this weekend. And we decided that a barbecue in the park would be good. And it has just turned into this full-scale party. People have donated jumping castles, cakes, decorating, character suits, a photo booth, you name it. And there's like well and truly over 100 children coming.
Wow. We love a good news story out of this, because for you, not only is it heartbreaking for your child, but it's heartbreaking for you as a mum. That's, you know, it's your job to protect a child. And when you can't do it in that situation, and people to RSVP and not turn up is so rude.
It is. And I understand things happen and emergencies happen and that sort of thing. But, yeah, this was just beyond that. It was like, I'll come off it.
Yeah. And Sarah, I agree. It was grand final day. But outside,
No.
I was outside of that. But no. But it does put your faith back into society when you see what good Facebook can do, because everyone looks at it negatively. But what good Facebook can actually do.
I was in tears. I couldn't stop trying to actually answer people. There was like well and truly over 700 comments, all these amazing people just offering her presents and to take her out. And I'm like, that's so sweet of you, but we can't do that, you know. And then for this party to happen now and all these wonderful businesses to just step forward and say, hey, I'm going to donate you a jumping castle. I'm going to make you a cake and we're just going to make this a full-scale party. And it's unbelievable.
Well, we look forward. We'll definitely have the Roadrunners down there from Gold FM because, as you say, to put your faith back into society and also the big family the Gold Coast is.
Yeah.
It's actually the good side of Facebook, isn't it?
Yeah, it's finally the good side. We always see the bad side.
Well, Facebook, it can have its ups. And I remember, if you do want to attend this party, 11:30 at Currawa on Sunday. Mm. So all the kids get down there. If you can help, of course, you'd love your help as well. But I remember a friend of mine, Macca, he had his boat stolen. $60,000 boat. Him and his brother went halves, couldn't find it, put it on Facebook. It got shared by thousands and thousands of people. They found it about 2.5 hours down the road, getting reversed into a shed. Somebody had seen the same boat and reported it, sent the police around, found the boat. And that was only from shares of Facebook. They had no idea who these people were. It was only from shares on Facebook.
Some big news.
Thanks for your inquiry, but I'm not going to comment on these reports.
Keith and I, we were just working on our karaoke.
He's a lot better than I thought he was. He used different angles. He was a tough competitor.
Live from Gold 92.5's breakfast table, it's Bridges Feed.
Yeah.
23-9, our latest tweet.
To kick off, very sad news, and we have been trying to confirm this all morning with the LAPD, that Tom Petty, as we all know, Tom Petty?
Well, they made a mistake, actually. The LP, what are they called?
LAPD.
They made a mistake. They officially said he was dead, but he hadn't been taken off life support.
But they've turned the life support off. So
yes, they have.
They're
so
thinking
they
it's have. Just a matter of time after a cardiac arrest.
Yeah. They are now saying that Tom Petty is clinging to life, but a lot of people are reporting he has died, but he's still clinging to life, which is just horrible. Yeah. Another one of the greats.
One of the greats.
Gone to rock and roll heaven, as you said earlier, huh?
Absolutely.
Very, very sad. I love Tom Petty. And also joining us right now is our resident lawyer, Bill Potts. Now, the latest is Amber Heard is here still filming Aquaman and recently split from her billionaire partner, Elon Musk, who's with a Tesla giant.
And she had something to do. She was Johnny Depp, wasn't she, about the
dogs? She was married to Johnny Depp. Yeah. Pistol and Boo were the dogs that she snuck into the country. She hates Barnaby Joyce. We know the story. However, well, God bless her. She's young and she's beautiful and she's got a new man.
Yes.
So she thought she'd have a bit of a party pash in the privacy of her own yard. But no, it was filmed. So we want to know the legalities behind that. And joining us is our resident lawyer, Bill Potts.
Yeah, he's here.
Well, I like what you said last night on the news, Pottsy, that Amber Heard hounded by the media, a bit of a dog act.
Yeah, she's been the victim of rough justice for certain.
Now, Billy, why is it illegal? You know, like the paparazzi are out there filming everyone at every little spot and nook and cranny they can get. What's a bit of vision?
Well, Lady Gaga sort of said it in the song, didn't she? But look, whether you're Spider Superman or AJ the DJ or even Billy Potts Joe Average, we all have an expectation of privacy. It used to be said that your house was your own castle.
That's
well,
right.
Surely if you've drawn up the moat and you're sitting in your own backyard having a bit of nookie, why can't you do that in privacy without some glaring camera, some drone, or some person who's about to sell your image to the world peeking over the fence?
Can Amber Heard sue with this? Because I had an incident just topless sunbaking at home and unfortunately the JJ Richards truck could see over my six-foot-high fence. Do I have a right to...
That's just complete rubbish, and you know it.
No! Billy!
Do you think she'll sue? Do you think this will go ahead?
I doubt it. The reason being is, and I hope I'm not being unkind to Miss Heard, the reality is that Mr. Musk's view or property is in selling himself is his Tesla cars and his rocket ships to the moon. What we've got in his head is a person who seems to effectively sell herself, and I don't mean that in the sense of prostitution, but sell her image of sex and the celebrity as her image. So I rather suspect Miss Heard is, in fact, laughing all the way to the bank on this.
I think you could be right too, Bill. It's retribution time, Bridgie.
Well, the first week with you with work, we didn't like the fact that you had to take the day off on the Friday to go to your son's wedding, and so we made you fly by helicopter. Thanks to the Gold FM family, wanted that to happen, and you faced your worst fear. That was your worst fear.
Yes. Now, I'm getting back at Spider.
Yes. And look, over the time, we've all got at each other. Don't you worry about that. Early on in Just Forgive Me Five for Kids, this happened when I had to face my fear blindfolded in a dark room.
Three, find the coin, find the coin. In you go.
Find the coin, go.
Yeah.
There's nothing in there with a heartbeat, I can guarantee you.
My hand
nothing
is sludge and all kind of things, but...
What's behind me? What's on me? What?
It's horrible being blindfolded. And recently I had to see the movie with the blindfold on It, and I can't do scary movies. It's a horrible thing to have a blindfold on, isn't it, Peter?
Well, it's a big difference between doing something for charity and doing something for no reason.
Well,
so,
I watched that movie for not for charity, you know, and the helicopter ride.
Yeah. Yeah, what about the chopper ride, Peter?
All right, let's do it. What are we doing?
Oh,
I'm not going to sit here and talk to you two.
Really? Well, you're very defensive.
Very defensive because I shouldn't be here. So what do we have to do? Let's embrace it. Let's do it.
Okay, Peter.
Adrian.
You know how basically you have a fear of affection. You do not like cuddling people. In fact, Cherie tells us that you don't like her cuddling you, right?
Yeah.
We,
Adrian.
Take your blindfold off.
What?
Where are you?
Where are you, Peter?
Down in Broadbeach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Madison's.
Have you got a sign with you?
Yeah.
What does the sign say?
What does the sign say, Peter?
Free hugs.
That's right, everybody.
Nah.
Free hugs for Peter, everyone.
Don't. This is just...
So to all the people over in Broadbeach Mall, my very good friend at Madison's, there's a lot of people who have gathered there for a coffee. Just please approach Peter. He has a fear and a non-affection to affection. Mm. So please... honour the sign that says free hugs.
There we go. And we are on Facebook Live as we speak, so that's great. You can see it all on Facebook Live. So come up and give them a big cuddle.
You know, often a lot of people say, here we go.
Here we go.
It may have just dropped in temperature by about 5 degrees down here, guys. I don't know whether it's the sea breeze or spider.
The tall man, can you make sure people come up and hug him, mate?
Yeah, look, we've got 2 metres, one on security patrol, so he's not going anywhere. And we've made plenty of friends down here. So, guys, come on over and please give Spider a free hug.
You've got to remember, too, what you've always said this, Bridge, I've got a memory like an elephant.
Yeah, well, I did the Fright Night thing recently, you know, at the movies, watching it.
One and a half hours off for 7 years, and this is what you get.
What are you pointing at me for? It could have been a lot worse, buddy.
AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.